Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We dish the latest and greatest in celebrity news. But before we can do all of that, we got to check in with our friends in the Dirty South. What's up, Atlanta?
Hey, everybody.
What's happening in?
Yeah.
So Gary and Portia are out today, but never fear, because we have lifestyle specialist Kenny Burns here.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Hey.
KP.
All right, we got the tea on the upcoming Met Gala. Yes, okay. We do. Mm-mm. And later, we have my favorite, Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
You do love that.
Yes.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, it looks like exes Ray J and Kim Kardashian West have more in common these days than not a tape. They got similar interests, man, and they're saying that the I Hit It First thing is reportedly in talks with number 45, a.k.a. Donald Trump, to try to get convicted murderer and Death Row Records founder Suge Knight off the hook.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Convicted murderer. Ooh.
So far, his attempts to speak with the press have been unsuccessful because the Trump administration is pushing for Ray to join the president on the road. Now, they've even invited Ray J to fly with the president on Air Force One to rallies early this month, but there was scheduling conflicts.
Mm.
Don't do it, Ray J.
Please don't.
Your whole ghetto card is up for grabs.
Man. Right.
It's that whole making sex tapes great again campaign.
Oh, wow. There's so many more other people that I'd want to release from jail, prison, that are worthy and deserve to get out.
Yeah.
I don't know about Suge. I think
100%. Kim was like doing it for like nonviolent criminals.
Exactly.
Y'all did that. Y'all would be good. If I did that, I would be in jail.
No, y'all wouldn't. I would be under the jail.
Right.
Okay.
Gone.
Now, it is interesting how they're both exes and they both have the president in common, far as like this whole prison pardoning situation.
I said it yesterday when Kim was on The Real talking about Kanye and him finding Jesus and how she's still going to do her thing.
Yeah.
I said, this is the beginning of the end.
It's over.
They're separating. She's going back to the well and hitting up Ray J again. I swear to God.
Jesus is king. How crazy would it be if Kim Kardashian and Ray J ended up back together?
That'd be the best Lifetime movie ever made.
But what about Princess? Like
what about it?
Oh,
they got a new baby on the way.
They just did a gender reveal.
My man Ray J been cheating on her, so he don't care.
Hey, Chewie, calm down.
Damn, Chewie, you rode in like that on a scooty bike?
On a horse.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys, the theme for the upcoming Met Gala 2020 has been announced. Want to know what it is?
What?
Horse? Drum roll, please. The theme for the 2020 Met Gala is About Time, Fashion, and Duration. The inspiration comes from the 1982 Sally Potter film Orlando.
It's like shorts and flower shirts?
Yeah. Some of the co-chairs for the gala are quite interesting. Academy Award winner Meryl Streep, actress Emma Stone, fashion icon Anna Wintour, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Louis Vuitton artistic director Nicolas Gasquier will serve on the committee. Now, the 2020 Met Gala will mark the 150th anniversary of fashion's biggest night and will take place on May 7th. So what y'all think? Like the celebs in the committee, what's up with that?
Meryl Streep, she's on the board. Is it a committee or a board? What is it? And what kind of decisions do they make, you guys? Like
the board members that you all mentioned, they picked the theme? Is that how
That explains it. Meryl Streep grew up like this.
That is exactly what happened, Frank.
Wait, that's not Meryl Streep? Wait.
We were trying to figure out why Meryl Streep was on the list, and we
now
have
we know
the
why.
Answer.
The culprit. From the days of my childhood.
That was her
theme.
Prom dress back in high school.
But she is the GOAT, though. Like, I mean, she is the GOAT,
now,
right?
She is, yes. She's definitely put in her work.
Why can't we do a night that's comfortable?
Right.
Anything that... Maybe Maybe I could dress in the bed. She's laying in bed.
90s R&B night.
Yeah, like her birthday.
Big, all right, you guys. This is this is kind of creepy. The late actor James Dean, not to be confused with the sausage guy, Jimmy Dean. This is a late actor.
He's stupid.
What do you know about sausage, Heidi?
Yeah, it's been a little while, Kenny Burns. It's been a minute.
She's not in the sausage. She's in the patties.
Vegan patties, Frank. You are petty.
Jimmy Dean meat curtains.
Chewy.
So the late actor James Dean has risen from the dead, sort of. Now, there are going to be some CGI visual effects. Now, keep in mind, this guy's been dead for over 60 years.
Wow.
And the iconic Hollywood heartthrob is being resurrected, will make a comeback in Hollywood as the secondary leading role for Vietnam War action drama Finding Jack.
Wow, man.
Now,
How and why?
It's a little insulting to every male actor in Hollywood.
I mean, seriously, yeah. The film's being spearheaded by production company Magic City Films, and here's what they said in a statement regarding the film. We searched high and low for the perfect character to portray the role of Rogan, which is some extreme complex character arcs, and after months of research, we decided on James Dean. The family views this as his fourth movie, a movie he never got to make. We did not intend to let his fans down.
Wow. Mm.
He still has fans?
We searched and searched and searched Hollywood, and you couldn't find anybody, so you hired a dead guy?
It's a Vietnam movie, but it's really a love story. He falls in love with the hologram of Whitney Houston.
Ed Norton could have did that character, guys. Ed Norton would have killed that.
You know, but for the culture, they should have James Dean voiced by Jimmy Dean, just so, you know.
You are.
Country as hell.
Well, it looks like Whitney Houston's BFF Robin Crawford is coming forward and opening up about her relationship with the singer. She has a new book coming out. It's called A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston. Now, Robin shares details about their sexual relationship.
I want to see the movie.
She claims they let go of the physical part of their relationship out of fear. This is so sad. Here's what Whitney told her. Quote, "We shouldn't be physical anymore because it would make our journey even more difficult. If people find out about us, they would use this against us." Now, Robin also added, their closeness spawned relentless speculation about Whitney's sexuality for many years. She also said this in her book, "We never talked about labels like lesbian or gay. We just lived our lives, and I hoped it could go on that way forever. I loved her, and I know she loved me. We really meant everything to each other." Now, I know we all have a lot of opinions on this. I'll start because I think I just don't like when somebody's gone. We don't need to be talking about this.
I
just don't like it.
I hate that. Yeah. I hate that this is happening and Whitney's not with us no longer. You know what I'm saying?
Let her rest in peace.
And you know her mother isn't really with it. And I know
that's why she had
mother knew, she would never. You know, she's very religious and this goes against all of her wishes.
Right. Facts. And I just look at the situation like, I mean, that period in time was so non-forgiving for that.
Right.
And she would have been penalized on so many levels.
But that's why you let the information out because that's why she didn't come out way back when, because she would have been penalized. Now, times are different. Because now times are different. It's like, look, well, look what somebody had to do and had to live their life. And maybe that led to maybe some of the problems that Whitney had.
I don't think that's fair. I think both parties should be here to say whether they want this to happen.
Although Bobby had mentioned, too, because he had said this for years, that she had, you know, she was probably into guys, too, but was also into women.
He didn't write a book, though. He didn't elaborate on her.
But he did say he felt like if she were able to be herself and be with Robin, she'd still be alive today.
Wow. Well, we do now know why Bobby Brown was so irritated with Robin. Exactly. Yeah. He was trying to get rid of her in every documentary or TV show we saw.
She was always there, huh?
Oh, 100%.
Always. Why is she here? Like, he used to be so frustrated.
Irritated. Yeah.
But I felt like, you know, even knowing that information that we knew, it was kind of like enough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To where you didn't necessarily have to go, like, you know, full blown with it and, like, do a whole, like, you know, book about the, like, soup, you know, soup, nuts of
what
the details.
Right. Yeah.
And who wasn't a little gay at summer camp, right?
Right.
I wasn't, Frank. I don't know anything about that.
Up next, find out what actor shared a very private video to his 40 million Instagram followers, but it's not what you think. We'll explain after the break. Dish Nation. Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803.
Do you want to be the McDreamy of your job like me? Or maybe you just want to get your healthy on without all the extra stress. If so, Noom is the program for you. Noom was created to not only get you in shape by losing weight, but to learn healthier habits. No more hunting for training apps, workout or calorie trackers, and meal plans. Noom has all that and more right at your fingertips. My favorite thing about Noom is the goal specialist available to keep me motivated and accountable. It's like I have a personal trainer on demand. I also love Noom because it's not a diet, but more of a focused approach to creating healthier habits. Noom teaches us no foods are off limits and the key is moderation. And if I'm ever unsure of portion sizes, they have the most accurate food database available. You don't have to change it all at once. Small steps make big progress. So sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/DishNation. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/DishNation to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/DishNation. It's the last weight loss program you'll ever need.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right, Will Smith may have been late joining social media, but now he has about 40 million Instagram followers, and he has been doing the most, y'all. He just shared a 17.5-minute medical video on YouTube, and to get people to watch it, he posted this teaser video on the gram. He captioned it, "They said you can't get to 50 million followers on IG without showing your butt, so here I am getting a colonoscopy for the clout. Link in bio for the vid." Check it out.
That's my little no-slip socks. That's my gown. It opens to the back. My ass gonna be out so they can get to it easy. My ass gonna be out.
Why you make that face so weird?
Classic Will, though.
Okay.
That's so important.
Now, Will's doctor did remove a precancerous polyp during the procedure, so it goes to show you, you really should get a colonoscopy when you turn 50.
Was he out there to make sure it hasn't been tampered with?
Okay.
Hey, you.
You stupid.
My first colonoscopy, I actually didn't record it, but I taped it. Like, look, I'm right. In the hospital. I'm getting a colonoscopy. It's right. So important when you get into your 40s to do so. And a lot of people responded like, yo, I got to do that.
Yeah, I videoed my mammogram.
What? Play the video, brat.
I'm going to get a professional next time and get so y'all can see my get smashed.
So you had just a random person squeeze your boob?
No.
Yeah, video. It sounded like she had some hole.
Well, you know me.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, it's time for another
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
All right, now, first up, it is my favorite Kardashian, the
yes,
mother
Lord.
Of three, the organic Kourtney Kardashian. Now, she posted this picture on Instagram of her lifestyle brand, Poosh, with the caption, "Stretch smarts, we all got them. Poosh, the boundaries." Thirst trap or not?
I'm with whatever she's doing. I'm married with kids, but I am focused in on the fact that you said she is, what did you say, unsurgically?
She's the organic.
Yes, I love the organic
non-GMO.
Kardashian. Love it.
Well, to me, it's not a thirst trap. She looks amazing, and she's promoting, like, good health, and who don't want to get rid of their stretch marks? So, you know, she looks good.
Whether it was intended or unintended, yeah, salivating on the inside.
Yes.
And, mission accomplished.
All right, y'all, next up is former NFL player Shannon Sharp. The sports broadcaster shared this picture with a bunch of hashtags, including hashtag shredded like Trump tax return, hashtag waist disappeared like Clinton emails, hashtag tighter than skin on a grape, okay? Is this a thirst trap, y'all?
Absolutely.
I think he's missing the cigar and the Hennessy bottle.
Right. We used to see him have both of those things.
I mean, I don't know. I guess because he's holding his arm up and he's kind of posing it. This is kind of a thirst trap to
me. Does he get the water in the fountain moving?
A self-thirst trap. Excuse me?
Does he get the water in the fountain moving?
Absolutely not. I'm not sliding off my chair like Jason Momoa would do.
Where's Gary when you need him? And last but not least, it's singer Monica, my little sister. I just can't believe this picture. Just last month, her divorce from NBA player Shannon Brown was finalized. Well, she dropped some pics on the gram with the caption, "New beginnings required, shedding it all."
Yes.
Love, MDA. I'm confused. I mean, she's my baby in my mind forever. I know she's grown with kids, but just to see her on the gram, and it looks beautiful, by the way. It's very tasteful.
Very tasteful.
But it's definitely thirst trapping, in my opinion. I have to just say it. She's
in the words of Monica, I would say hashtag tuh. Say what you want to say, tuh. It is what it is. I look good, bitch, tuh.
Dear little baby Jesus, protect my baby.
She looks amazing.
Now, this is definitely great single promotion. Like, yo, I'm out here in these streets. I'm available.
And she got a new album coming out that's jamming.
And it's independent.
Ooh.
She's her own boss now.
Yes.
And the sun always shined on her because I heard it was very dark that day. And just for her.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, up next is Lizzo's thirst trap clapback going to stop men from sliding into her DMs? We'll get to the bottom of things after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, it looks like Waka Flocka and his wife, Tammy Rivera, are open to a bedroom party, darling. Mm. Yes, the reality star suggested to her followers through a tweet that she and her husband are swingers. This is how it went down. A woman asked the internet, "Y'all really want to get married and have sex with the same person for the rest of your life?" Hollywood Unlocked posted the question on their Instagram, which drew comments from some celebrities, and R&B singer Brittany B responded saying, "She's open to a monogamous marriage as long as she could add a few plus ones to the party, darling, every now and then." Mm-hmm. Then Tammy chimed in and co-signed Britney's open marriage plans by saying, "I approve this message."
Well,
wow. I just couldn't picture Waka allowing another person to, like, smash his wife.
I don't think it would be the man. I think it would be
exactly
women.
Exactly. Well, typically when you think of, like, the concept of swinging is like, hey, you trade, you know, like, you know, it's like wife swap.
Most manly men, masculine men, ain't with that.
So you swing like a lesbian couple?
I guess, or just another curious woman.
But that's just like a threesome if it's just you're bringing in just like one mysterious woman.
Well, that's what they're saying.
What makes it swingers? More than the couple.
Person. Yeah, more than the
couple. More than a couple, one person would be a threesome, but that's considered swinging too?
It's like two couples swapping.
Nah, swing. Oh. Well, I mean, I think in this particular case, what they mean is that they invite someone into their personal relationship.
A plus one.
Yeah, a plus
Got
one.
Got you.
So, and I'm sure Tammy or Waka wouldn't have a male plus one.
Yeah.
I don't think Waka would either. So if it's just like being like in a threesome, then I approve that message as well.
FDA approved.
All right, well, speaking of swinging, Lizzo is not a potential candidate. She ain't here for it at all. So she took to social media to drop a PSA message to all her admirers out there that are sending her DMs with another woman in their life already. Now, Lizzo posted this photo of herself from behind with a T-shirt that read, "Wish you were here." Mm. Now, she rocking a thong, and she also wrote, "Please do not send me poems, letters, or paintings if your side bitch is still playing dress up in your home. I'm doing great. Leave me alone. Thanks."
Why men great till they gotta be great?
Hey, that is the thirst trap if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Lizzo is not shy about showing her body, her ass, or anything else, any of her assets at all.
You know, a lot of people out there probably trying to make a play for it because, like, I mean, you can't escape the Lizzo wave right now. She's a little bit of everywhere, and her personality is so endearing. Yeah. So there's probably dudes looking at her like, yo, I want to shoot my shot and send her a poem or a sonnet.
I don't think she's focused on heterosexual men.
Now, you think gay men are sending her DMs?
No, I'm just saying I think that her supporters are women and gay men.
I beg to differ.
Are you a Lizzo fan?
I beg to differ.
I'm a fan of
Are you a Lizzo fan?
I beg to differ.
Are you a Lizzo fan?
Some men like thicker
women. I like watching Lizzo rock. Like,
some
when I see her, like, award shows
women.
And stuff, I'm like,
just
hell,
I'm not going to let y'all do this up in here
just
now.
Just my opinion.
All this sausage party going on. Let the vagina step
in.
Oh,
my God.
A lot of men love Lizzo, okay?
Okay, all right for Lizzo. One time for Lizzo.
You get it up for
you
Lizzo.
You go,
That's
Lizzo.
That's right. That's right.
We're one of those glitter fists punching at us when we leave in the building today.
All right, y'all, up next, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy will give you the 411 on the craziest things flight attendants have seen done by passengers on planes. Be right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
All right, there's a social media website. You're going to love this. It's called Quora, and it's where flight attendants and pilots post the wackiest, strangest, craziest thing they've seen on flights.
Love
and there's some good stuff. One flight attendant said a man used a sanitary napkin, you know, a pad, as a sleep mask.
Nice.
I mean, do you do tape side down? Do you
tape side down, just on your eyebrows.
Take it on your eyebrows, yeah.
You got waxing after when you wake up.
Then you got to rip it off. That could work.
Another said a lady boarded the plane in curlers and sweats, went to sleep, then woke up an hour before the flight landed, went into the bathroom, did her hair and makeup, got dressed, and went from ugly to hot in like an hour's time.
Wow. Love it. Yes.
And a pilot said a woman did some odd plane yoga in the plane's aisle using the seats for stretches while her kids ran around the cabin.
Wow.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
I saw the other day there was a guy, it might have been a flight in Russia, that he had taken off his socks, and they were wet, obviously. Mm. So he was drying them in the window.
In the old days, I mean, we're too young, but you saw pictures of when people were traveling, like, well, we are going on an airplane. We are going to get dressed up in our top hats and tiaras.
Yeah.
Now we're just like cargo shorts and flip-flops, scratching our groin, like, what seat am I, F7?
They're lucky I have
it's
clothes
sickening.
On. I go in flip-flops and basketball shorts and a T-shirt.
Basketball shorts, Chewy. That's sexual harassment.
Is it?
I've seen your banana.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.